comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Greg Mahochko. I'm your host for all of the episodes that you've heard of Nerds United. I don't think there's been a single episode that you haven't heard my voice in some capacity, either on the macro scale or on the slightly smaller scale. But hope that you're doing well the day after Thanksgiving and that your food coma was enjoyable. Your football, family, whatever, however you celebrate, I hope you celebrated and had a joyous day, giving thanks for all the goodness in your life. So that's that. The reason that I'm bringing you this episode on this Black Friday, which if I had the time marker to see exactly when I said that, I could add spooky effects or what, you know, just something kind of echo anything like that. I don't know. That'd be, if I had a actual producer, I could say, hey, at the 2 minute mark, throw a spooky effect. But I am my own producer and I've got a busy couple of days ahead, busy weekend. I'm looking forward to it. My very best friend, this is not a slight to my other friends, but I've known this guy since junior high, eighth grade. We played baseball together. We were in karate together. Just good times walking up and down the streets of our small little town, both before and after curfew, where we, you know, got in trouble with the police from time to time. But very excited. He and his family, his wife and their two kids are in town for the entire weekend. And, you know, just did Thanksgiving yesterday at my house. And even though I'm recording this before Thanksgiving, as you're hearing it after Thanksgiving, I'm going to assume that the meal that I prepared was delicious. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. But I say that in jest, everybody. Of course, nobody died. Turkey was probably cooked all the way through. Anyway, busy week. So I'm recording this, as you can tell, from my truck. I got to swing out after work on Wednesday, running out to my folks' house, picking up a couple of folding chairs. Because it turns out I don't have enough chairs in my house for my family, which is myself, my wife, and our son, and his family. I'm two chairs short. So since we don't have a kid's table in the traditional sense, I can at least go and pick up a couple of folding chairs for the young kid or for the older kids. My son's in his high chair. But the other kids can hang out on these folding chairs. It's going to be a good time. Barrel full of laughs. Rocking on. Happiness. Harmony. Oh, hey, look. I didn't realize they made a third lane on that interstate. Fantastic. Wonder how far that goes. As you can tell, I'm driving. the reason that I'm recording this particular show at this particular time is I was working today, and as you probably know, hopefully know by now, I no longer sell vehicles. I now drive one for a living. I'm a water delivery associate, if you will, sales and service specialist, a 3S. So I deliver water for a company down here that's actually, it's based out of Michigan, but, you know, I work out of Illinois. So I do that, but I plug in my phone so that I, you know, to the auxiliary port, and I can listen to my podcast, kind of get caught up on my podcast while I'm driving. It's a great way to pass the time. I don't listen to music on the radio anyway, but at least I'm not hearing the same things from sports talk radio all day long. So I get to listen to, you know, some of my favorite podcasts. Today I actually knocked out 3 episodes of my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Shout out to Kevin Huntsberger. Also, I listened to or finished listening to an episode from the Nerdist podcast, which of course is Chris Hardwick, the host of The Talking Dead, Talking Bad, When Breaking Breaking Bad was on TV. Formerly on, the host on Singled Out on MTV way back in the day, and talking with Chris Hardwick on AMC. There's a guy that I would love to have. The more I listen to his show, the more I want to have him on my show. The guy is super smart. He's also a comedian, so I would highly recommend you picking up through your digital download source. Pay for his Fun Comfortable stand-up comedy album that he recorded. I want to say it was in San Francisco back in 2016. Anyway, it's hilarious. I laughed more than I should have, which I always want to hear out of a comedy album. That's why you get them, right? To laugh. So definitely check that out. It is adult language and adult content, so take it with a grain of salt. But he was talking on this particular episode, and it was from September, I believe. He was talking with Jason Blum, who is a movie producer, Blum, anyway, Blumhouse Productions. They have produced several movies, like Paranormal Activities, The Purge, at least the first Purge, and probably the other two as well. Many more, Sinister. Anyway, a lot of that kind of genre stuff in the horror side. In most recently, at least the one that I'm very excited to watch, my next opportunity, when my wife have an opportunity to sit down on the couch after our son goes to bed and watch a movie without her falling asleep, because she works herself to exhaustion with her full-time job and her full-time school and full-time mom and having to put up with me. But anyway, the movie that I really want to see is Get Out. It came out earlier this year. Just rave reviews. Jordan Peele of Key and Peele, that was on Comedy Central for a number of years, wrote and directed it. But anyway, they're talking about movies and the movie-going experience, and particularly how Jason, sometimes works and tries to get wide. The word I'm looking for is escaping me all of a sudden. But wide release, I guess, for the movies versus, putting them in the digital form, Netflix, Amazon, things like that. And how, he seemed like he's got a really good partnership with, some of those Hollywood execs, which is awesome. As long as, he gets to get his, production company's work out there to people. But they're kind of talking about that, theater versus digital stream, options. And Hardwick said something that really struck a chord with me. He says, because, like, talking about the movie going experience, because making a comment, among other things, about people with their cell phones on, that even though we're told before every movie starts, silence your cell phones, turn them off, whatever, don't be on there. People, largely kind of ignore that and will still peek at their phone from time to time. And it can be disruptive. And why would you want to pay $10, $12, or sometimes more, sometimes less, sure, to go to a movie theater and have your viewing experience interrupted like that? And it got me thinking, as I've not been able to get to the movies as often as I used to. They used to have, first reactions and movie reviews night of release. If it was a midnight show or something like that, you might be able to get a new podcast for me the next morning with my thoughts on the movie. But I've come to a point now where I've seen, I saw Captain America Civil War in theaters. I saw Star Wars Rogue One, or Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, in theaters, and Wonder Woman, and I believe there was another one, but now it escapes me. Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming. So I've seen in the movie theater four movies essentially since my son was born. A fifth one, I'm going to throw this in there because I believe the movie is going to be available to own just in time for the holidays. I want to say second week of December, but Four Color Eulogy, which was filmed right, in my quote-unquote backyard of St. Louis. And I hope I can get, Jason Contini back on the show to talk about that. Definitely got, if you like comic books, and you just appreciate a really well-told story, I can't recommend Four Color Eulogy enough. I'll put it over. It's fantastic. It's a little bit Clerks, a little bit Fanboys, but just a lot of heart, a ton of heart, and some sadness, and you know, it hits a range of emotions. But man, I got an opportunity to see that last year and left the theater just so happy and just absolutely tickled for I'm 60 years old, so I use the word tickled as a noun verb. I don't know how that sense was, but anyway, I was thrilled for them because that was the culmination of all of their hard work, and be able to see that. So I can't wait to own it. I can't stop gushing about it, obviously. But anyway, what was I getting back to? Oh, yeah. So I haven't seen very many movies. And I knew, you know, that when my wife and I went, you know, when our son was born, my hard lifestyle, that kind of lifestyle was going to be affected. And I, you know, sacrificed it gladly. You know, I love my son. I know I regret nothing. But anyway, I say that because, you know, since we moved over a year ago, and we don't have, and even though we're not terribly far from, you know, where we used to live, but we're also not that close. So it's not like we can go to people we know and say, hey, you want to watch our son for an evening? Long story short, we don't have a babysitter. And we have kind of a DTA mentality about babysitters, in that, you know, I know there's probably online lists, you know, sites and sources you can go to find babysitters and whatnot, but we don't. But anyway, we have that don't trust anybody approach with our son, because he's our son. You know, we're thrilled that he's with us, and we don't want anything to happen to him. Again, that's a very much don't trust anybody approach to it. Right or wrong, it's our approach. All that being said, because of that, and because of my wife's crazy work schedule, I don't get to the movies. I didn't see Doctor Strange in the theater. I didn't see, have yet to see Thor Ragnarok. I've yet to see Justice League. And unless something crazy happens, I probably won't see Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, on time. Now, I say all of that to say this. Already on my PlayStation 4 and my, you know, digital streaming content, where it has, you know, the Amazon and the Netflix and the Hulu, it has all those icons and apps through the PlayStation Store. It's already telling me that I can pre-order Justice League, the movie. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, you know, just buy it digitally. That's obviously the way we're going as we consume, you know, entertainment, things like that. It's very much on the digital platform. But I'm going to just buy it and have it available for stream when it comes out. I'm not going to pre-order something that I won't get any earlier. That makes sense. I know digital releases tend to be a little earlier as it is than hard copy releases, so I'm not going to pre-order something that essentially is not going to get me the movie, you know, next week. Which brings me to, after, you know, 13 minutes or whatever, brings me to the point of this. Is there a way with, I don't see movie studios doing this, I don't see theaters doing this, and I think it'd be damaging to the theater business, but as we, you got to remember, you go back 60 years, 70 years, and for whatever reason, Jim Carrey's movie, The Majestic, always, you know, I always think of that when I think of that kind of golden age, if you will, theater-going experience. Everybody's in suits and ties, you know, the lady, everybody dresses up. Now, we'd be lucky if some people, you know, get out of their pajamas to go to the movie theater. And if it's a midnight release, more power to you. You want to wear pajamas and then go right back home and go back to bed or what have you. But I feel like since we are consuming our entertainment a little bit differently now. Maybe movie studios need to evolve with us. By that I mean, look, you're always going to have somebody, you know, sneaking a video camera, you know, into a theater to try to get that hot movie on the bootleg capability and upload it to the internet, torrents and whatnot, you know, illegally. I understand that. What I'm saying is, if it's about studios making money, put it on what I'm saying, I want to watch a movie, you know, the first weekend it comes out. I do. Especially for my types of movie. Not every movie. But, you know, the Thor Ragnaroks and Justice Leagues. I want to see those movies right away. I've got my buddy Josh who says, man, you need to see Justice League. I've seen it. I dig it. You need to see it so that we can discuss it. I have so many questions. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, Josh. I'll do the best I can. I make no promises. And so here we are. It is, if I go to a movie theater right now, tickets for two, let's throw in, let's keep concessions aside. So tickets for two to the movie theater is probably going to cost me anywhere from $16 to $24. That's $8 to $12 a piece, depending on the theater, you know, the showtime, etc. Even, you know, there used to be a theater we'd go to on Tuesday evenings because it was like $6. You can go on a Tuesday for $6. And, you know, I think they even gave you a small bag of popcorn that you could refill at your leisure. So, doing that, that's pretty, pretty easy. The sound that you're hearing different is that I'm going to be taking... I've arrived. I'm here to pick up chairs. And conveniently, they've been left outside. It's nice. That's service right there. Don't have to open up a garage door. Just got to hear the chairs rattling around a little bit. That's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So, come with me on this journey of picking up extra chairs for my Thanksgiving extravaganza. All right, they're good. I guess what I'm trying to say is there a way... I gotta put my seatbelt on. Safety first. Click it or ticket, people, right? Am I right? I feel like I'm right. I feel like that's something I've seen before. Is there a way to be able to get access to mainstream movies, you know, these otherwise wide release pictures digitally when they come out? Like, I'm not saying download stream, I'm saying one-time viewing, or, you know, view it in, you know, 24 hours. That way, if something happens, you know, God forbid, kid gets sick or, you know, something like that, then you have to make adjustments. But I'd probably gladly pay $25, maybe even $30 for a one-time showing of them, because I'm impatient. I realize that, yeah, it's gonna cost me less in the long run to just be patient and wait until, you know, the movie comes out in a few months. But I'm impatient. I fully embrace that and understand that. $30. Is $30 reasonable enough for the studio to say, all right, we're going to put this on iTunes, Amazon, you know, and it's got to be a place, it can't be Netflix, but it's got to be a place where there's, you know, money, and additional money over your, you know, basic, you know, service charge. That's why Amazon, you know, but if they made $30, for $30, you don't have to leave your house, and you could go and see, or, you know, sit on your couch and watch Justice League. You have, and again, it's one of those, if the movie finishes, it's gone. If you have to pause it or something like that and come back to it, you have 24 hours. $30, I feel like it's an opportunity, but at the same time, I know that it would really potentially cripple the movie theater industry. And I don't want that to happen, although I don't have any stakes in the movie theater industry. I like going to the movie theater. If I had the capability, I have seen these movies already. But I think, you know, it's 2017. As we consume entertainment differently now than we did 50 years ago, as technology has, you know, kind of almost surpassed this side of the movie industry. And in other ways, obviously, it is enhanced when you talk CGI, things like that. But we're not going to video stores anymore. Honestly, I don't know that many people who buy DVDs or Blu-rays anymore. I couldn't tell you the last time I picked one up. It's probably been over a year. Most of the stuff that, at least in my household, we consume things on the digital realm. I fully understand that if Amazon ever goes down, if something ever happens and Amazon gets shut down, I'm screwed out of a bunch of money because I've bought a lot of movies, you know, from Captain America Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Doctor Strange. I mean, when they become available in this genre, I buy them. But I've also bought, you know, some movies for my son, some cartoons, things like that. I've also bought, if you've never seen Disney's Saving Mr. Banks with Tom Hanks as Walt Disney, I can't recommend it enough. That's a fun movie to enjoy, to watch. But I've got that. You know, I've got other movies than just, you know, the comic book adaptation movies. I still like going to the theater. I still like going and getting my big old bowl of, or a bag or bowl or tub or whatever of buttered popcorn and my Reese's Pieces and my big bottle of water because I don't drink soda anymore. I enjoy the theater experience. And IMAX too, although it's been 8.5 years since I've been to an IMAX theater. I'm just saying, for a little extra, would you pay $30? And that's the tough part, because in different areas, I fully realize that in different areas of the country, in different regions of the world probably too, cost varies. Like I said, the more rural area that I used to live in, I could get away on a Tuesday to see things for $6 a person, or, you know, $8. Over here in a more metropolitan area, it's going to cost a little bit more. So maybe there are regional factors to take into that. Maybe theaters like an AMC or something like that needs or could potentially have their own streaming app where, and again, that would be something to have to be done with, you know, the permission of the studios. But long story short, I want to watch these movies first when they come out. I really do. It's kicking me that I don't, you know, that I haven't seen some of these movies, because it's very difficult in this day and age to avoid all the spoilers. That being said, I don't have a choice, so I've got to wait until the opportune time to go and see a movie. Question to you, and I'd love your thoughts in the comments here on Facebook or wherever you comment on social media. For a set fee, would you pay for a streamable viewing of a, you know, wide released, still in theaters movie that you could watch at home on your couch, in your chair, whatever? For you know, you get one viewing of it, but it's going to be higher. I mean, you got to pay kind of that premium price. Would you do that? That's my question. Would you pay the premium price to get the movies at home, in the comfort of your own home, without having to go to the theater to see them while they're still in theaters? That's my question. I'm curious on your thoughts on the matter. Love to know what you think, so don't hesitate to comment, share your thoughts. It's Black Friday, so don't be too ridiculous out there. Be nice to your fellow shoppers. I don't want to hear any stories of any of you tackling anybody else for the $20 TV that used to be $120. Nothing is worth jail time, which is why I avoid Black Friday, shopping on Black Friday. I don't like people enough to be packed into a line or a store. I'd be punching my way out of there. So y'all have fun on your Black Friday. Answer the question in the comments. Would you pay a premium? That's what it is. Would you pay a premium price to be able to watch a movie from home while it is still in theaters? That's the question. You answer that question, head over to facebook.com/nerdsunitedshow or twitter.com/nerdsunitedshow. Pretty sure those are the two. Yeah, we'll go with that. So anyway, happy Black Friday, happy weekend, and may the force be with you. I guess that's about all I got left to say. Thanks for listening, and share with your friends.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.